Okay, let's talk about Prince's first album for a second. This might end up being a long video. I hope it's not. So there is an original press, and it's really easy to figure it out. Sometimes you have to be really, really careful, though, okay? So basically, one of these is original pressing, and one of them is not original pressing, or it's a repressing later. First thing you want to look at is the actual label itself. Ooh, that's dirty. There we go. So you're looking for the Burbank label. Very important. That would indicate, that's a first sign that you have the first pressing. After that, you're gonna have to tan. I think they call it a 7 logo because you count it, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 logo. But when you do find this label, what you have to be careful about is there's two different jackets, and a lot of people don't realize this. So the original pressing, and the reason why there were subsequent pressings, there we go, is you're looking for this word here, mastering, Mike Reese. That is going to indicate that the jacket itself is also from the first pressing. Subsequent pressings. And it looks very similar, except for you're going to see here, mastered at A&M by Bernie Grundman, who went on to do a lot of other mastering for Prince. But apparently, nobody liked the Mike Reese mastering. I actually prefer it, but that's just me. So yeah, you're looking for the original first pressing. You need that, then you got it locked. Cheers.